So we had just about finished this show when another writer came to town, Min-Jin Lee. Her novel Pachinko came out this year, and it's now a finalist for the National Book Award. So it's a very different story and setting, but it resonated so much with some of the things we've been talking about this hour. Family, exile, home. Min-Jin grew up Korean-American, and she thought she knew her ancestors. But when she moved to Tokyo, she discovered a history she didn't know, the history of Koreans in Japan.
I talked to the Korean Japanese. I met dozens of them. I've met, you know, Korean Brazilians, and I've met Korean Peruvians, I've met Korean Russians. There's like so many different kinds of Koreans. They're entirely different than almost any other Korean population in the world. From 1910 to 1945, all these Koreans went to Japan either as economic migrants or as forcible labor. So you go to Osaka, and there's a whole area where all these Koreans lived that used to be called Ikkaino, and now it's called Ikuno, and it's in Tsuruhashi Station. They would have stalls, and the stalls are operated mostly by women. And they're usually working-class women, and they sell things like dried squid, Korean spices. They sell socks. And I would interview all these women who work there, and they all talked about some grandmother or great-grandmother who did this. And they often had jobs that were so stunningly difficult. So for example, you would live in maybe like a 200-square-foot house. That's tiny. But for all of your children and your pigs. So you'd have the pigs inside your house, right? And people would sleep in shifts because there isn't enough square footage for you to sleep. How do you feel when you get up in the morning and you have pigs in your house? And you think that's the way it'll always be because you don't see another model of something different. I think they didn't know what to do with me. They didn't understand that I was writing a book. It's like, why would you write a book? And why would you write a book about this? And why do you care? I think I had so much sympathy for them that I was probably being condescending initially. Kind of like, oh, your situation is so poor and dire and difficult, and how can I help you? And they're like, I'm fine. I don't know about you, but I'm fine. I know what I'm doing with my life. They kind of saw it right through me immediately, so then I had to change my position about, oh, they might be far stronger than me. There was so much joy in their lives. There were weddings, and there were neighbors, there was friendship. Because you realize how important friendship is when you're poor. It was a really, really good thing because it changed the book entirely. Because now I think I have such respect for people who can struggle well. How are you a decent human being if your country doesn't like you, if you don't have any protection, if you are illiterate, and if you are a woman who can respond and love? That's amazing. To not hate back, that's amazing.
Min-Jin Lee. Her novel Pachinko is a finalist for the National Book Award.